Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving deep into a memory technique that, well, claims to help you learn and remember almost anything.
It's pretty fascinating stuff.
It's called the Kalimnar method. And
yeah,
it all started with a challenge from a group of engineering students.
You know, these students were preparing for some really tough exams.
Oh, yeah.
GMAT, GRE.
Big ones.
The whole shebang. And they knew that a strong vocabulary was key.
Absolutely.
So they approached this Dr. Santosh K. Shivastav,
okay,
who was already known for his innovative teaching methods.
So kind of an expert in this field.
Exactly. And they basically said, look, we need to learn 40 new words every day.
Wow.
And we need to remember them.
That's a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
Can you create a course that guarantees that?
Wow, talk about prayer.
I know, right?
So did Dr. Shrivastav just hand them a stack of flashcards and wish them luck?
Not quite.
Okay.
He did create a course, but it was based on his research,
okay,
which he details in his paper, The Kalimnar Method of Memorizing.
Right, right.
And he took a fascinating approach, I think,
yeah,
drawing on real-life examples.
Interesting.
To understand how our brains actually prioritize,
yeah,
and store information.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
Give me one of those real-life examples.
Sure.
How does this relate to, like, you know, remembering the definition of ubiquitous?
Right.
Or ephemeral?
Well, think about the example of the legal notice.
Okay.
Dr. Shrivastav's friend received.
Uh-huh.
This friend had always resisted learning new words.
Yeah.
But faced with the potential consequences of not understanding that legal document.
Oh, interesting.
His attitude completely changed.
Makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
Suddenly learning those legal terms became a necessity.
So the threat of a lawsuit is a pretty good motivator.
It is.
But how does this apply to learning vocabulary in general? Most of us aren't facing legal action if we don't expand our lexicon.
Right, right. That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's where Dr. Shrivastav's analogy of the petty provision store owner comes in.
Okay.
This owner doesn't bother remembering the details of cash customers.
Oh.
The transaction is done.
Right.
End of story.
It says.
But credit customers.
Yeah.
Those details are meticulously recorded.
Oh, yeah.
Because forgetting them,
yeah,
could mean financial loss.
I see.
Right.
Yeah, so we need to make our brains treat new words like those credit customers.
Exactly.
But how do we do that? Well, how do we convince our brains that forgetting a word has a cost?
Dr. Shrivastav argues that we need to link vocabulary acquisition to tangible benefits.
Okay.
Better communication, improved comprehension,
yeah,
and highlight the potential downsides,
uh-huh,
of having a limited vocabulary.
Okay, that makes sense.
Right.
But still, how do we make that connection feel real,
mm-hmm,
when we're facing a list of 40 new words?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's, yeah, where the Kalimnar method comes in.
Okay.
Right.
So this is the solution.
Yeah, this is the system.
Yeah.
It's designed to guide the learner,
uh-huh,
through these increasing levels of memorization.
Okay.
Ensuring those words become firmly embedded in your long-term memory.
All right, let's break it down.
Okay.
The name Kalimnar suggests there are,
yeah,
columns involved.
Right.
So how does this system actually work?
Imagine a grid.
Okay.
With six columns.
Are you?
Each column presents, okay, a progressive stage of memorization.
Uh-huh.
And each row,
yeah,
is dedicated to a new word.
I see.
So if you're aiming for 40 words,
okay,
you'll have 40 rows.
Okay. I'm picturing this grid in my mind. What goes in each column?
Let's start with column one.
Okay.
This is your foundation.
The basis.
Yeah. Okay. You write the word.
Uh-huh.
Its spelling.
Yeah.
Figure out its part of speech.
It's a noun.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
And most importantly, its meaning.
So you really understand what this word is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Think of it as familiarizing yourself,
okay,
with the word's basic elements.
So no intense memorization yet.
Not yet.
Just getting to know the word.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's about minimizing,
yeah,
that initial resistance our brains might have.
Yeah, we don't want to scare it away.
Exactly. Yeah. We're easing into the process.
Okay.
Then comes column two.
All right.
Where we start the actual memorization process.
Okay, let's talk about column two.
Okay.
What happens there?
In column two, you focus on just two words at a time,
okay,
writing their meanings from memory.
All right.
Dr. Shrivastav calls this the fleeting memory stage,
uh-huh,
because it's likely to disappear quickly.
Like remembering a phone number just long enough to dial it.
Exactly. You're not aiming for long-term retention here.
Right.
Just establishing familiarity through repetition.
Okay.
You'll repeat this two-word memorization process for each set of eight words on your sheet.
So drilling those words and their meanings into my brain through repeated exposure,
mm-hmm,
I can see how that would create some stronger neural pathways.
Exactly.
What happens in column three?
Column three is where we step thinking up.
Okay.
Now you're working with four words at a time.
Right.
Writing our meanings from memory.
Okay.
This is the short-term memory stage.
So holding on to the information for a bit longer.
Right.
But still not quite long-term.
Think of it like remembering what someone just told you a few minutes ago. You can recall it.
Yeah.
But unless you actively work to store it,
yeah,
it'll fade.
Okay. And I'm guessing column four is where we really start solidifying those memories.
Right.
To make them last longer.
In column four, you tackle all eight words in a set.
Okay.
Writing their meanings from memory.
Got it.
This is medium-term memory.
Okay.
Information you can recall for several weeks.
Like remembering a password you use regularly?
Yes.
But not every day.
Yeah.
It's there.
Mm-hmm.
But you might need a little reminder sometimes. Is that where column five comes in?
Exactly. Column five is where things get interesting.
Uh-huh.
Instead of writing the meanings in the usual top-to-bottom order, you fill in column five from bottom to top.
I see.
Yeah.
So instead of just relying on rote memorization, you're forcing your brain to access the information in a new way.
It's like taking a familiar route to work and suddenly hitting a detour.
Ooh.
No, you have to re-engage and think differently to find your way.
Right. Yeah, you can't just rely on your muscle memory to get there.
Exactly. Right. This helps cement those words in your long-term memory.
That's a great analogy.
Nice.
We've laid the foundation.
Yes.
Gradually increased the challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then mixed things up to solidify those memories.
Yep.
What's the final stage?
Column six.
Column six. What is that all about?
Column six is about application.
Okay.
You take each word and create a sentence using it.
So we're taking those words out of isolation.
Right.
And actually putting them to use in a meaningful context.
Exactly.
So they're not just these abstract floating signifiers anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
They're actually part of how we communicate.
Remember the example of learning your mother tongue?
Yeah.
You didn't memorize words from a list?
No.
You learned by connecting them to real-world experiences and needs.
That was the only way.
Right.
It's like Dr. Shrivastava's example of the night bus driver focusing on the next stop.
Right.
Not the entire route.
Exactly.
By breaking down a large task into smaller chunks.
Yeah.
It becomes much more manageable.
Exactly. And that's what we're replicating here with sentence creation.
Right.
We're forcing strong, lasting connections between the word and its meaning by putting it to work.
So we've given it a job to do?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But even the best laid memories can fade.
Yeah.
If we don't actively revisit them.
Right.
What does Dr. Shrivastav recommend for keeping those words fresh and accessible?
That's a good question because I know I forget things all the time.
He's a big advocate for regular revision and testing.
Okay.
Which is a key insight from those real life cases he analyzed.
Yeah.
Remember how effortlessly Dr. Shrivastav could recall all the train stops on his daily commute?
I do.
Simply because he saw them every day.
Yeah, it was just part of his routine.
Repetition breeds familiarity.
Absolutely.
So how do we build that kind of repetition into our vocabulary learning?
Flashcards.
He suggests using a tool called memory slips.
Memory slips.
Yeah.
What are those?
These are essentially mini quizzes.
Okay.
You have a list of your memorized words, a list of their meanings in jumbled order.
Oh, okay.
And then a third list with the correct meanings.
All right.
You quiz yourself using the jumbled list as hints if needed.
Got it.
And then check your answers.
So built-in self-testing.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
But it's not just daily revision.
Right. Not just daily revision.
Dr. Shrivastav also recommends more formal assessments.
Yes. Regular weekly and fortnightly tests are crucial to solidify learning and identify any weak spots.
Makes sense.
He even outlines different test formats.
Oh, wow.
Word to meaning matching.
Okay.
Meaning to word matching, sentence creation.
So a variety.
You keep things engaging.
Yeah, because if you do the same thing over and over again.
Right, it gets boring.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've covered the entire method.
Yes.
Now the big question.
The big question.
Does it actually work? Well, the results speak for themselves.
They do.
Both Dr. Shrivastav's self-trial and the real-time trials with his students showed impressive success.
It's a trait that it's been tested.
And remember that Coaching Institute advertisement?
Oh, yeah.
We talked about the one boasting the grand achievements of students using the columnar method?
Yeah, they were really proud of it.
That's pretty solid proof of concept, I think.
It definitely seems like this method goes beyond just theory.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm really curious about.
Yeah.
Is this just for vocabulary?
That's a good question.
Could you use this to learn, say, historical dates or scientific formulas?
That's the beauty of it.
Is it?
While Dr. Shrivastav focused on vocabulary, the underlying principles, understanding how our brains prioritize and store information.
It all comes back to the brain.
Using repetition and active recall.
Yeah.
Connecting, learning to real world contexts.
Right.
Can be applied to almost any type of information.
So if I'm struggling to remember the different types of rock formations for my geology class, I could potentially adapt the columnar method to help me learn that information.
Absolutely. Think of the columnar method as a framework for effective learning.
A template.
Instead of just trying to cram information into your brain,
yeah.
You're working with your brain's natural processes.
Interesting.
To make that information stick.
That's a really empowering idea. So
yeah.
For our listeners out there
mm-hmm.
who might be feeling overwhelmed by a mountain of information,
right.
They need to learn.
Yeah.
What's the key takeaway here?
The key takeaway is that we often underestimate our capacity for memorization.
We do.
We get discouraged when we struggle to remember things.
Because it feels like a personal failing.
But the problem might not be our memory itself,
oh.
But the methods we're using.
We're essentially trying to force feed our brains information.
Exactly.
Without understanding how they best digest it.
Exactly. The columnar method and all of Dr. Srivastava's research
yeah.
emphasizes the importance of understanding how our memory works.
Yeah.
We can learn more effectively,
okay.
retain information longer,
yeah.
and ultimately unlock our learning potential.
Unlock our potential.
By working with our brain.
Right. So if you're out there battling that vocabulary list, wrestling with complex concepts.
Yeah.
Or just feeling frustrated by your brain's apparent leaks.
We've all been there.
Remember this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about inherent limitations.
Right.
It's about using the right tools and techniques.
I agree.
The columnar method is a great example of a tool.
It is.
That can help you transform how you learn and remember.
Yeah.
Give it a try and see what you can achieve.
And here's one final thought to leave you with.
Okay.
Dr. Srivastava applied these principles to vocabulary.
Right.
But what other areas of your life could benefit from this approach?
That's a good question.
How could you adapt these techniques to your work?
Yeah.
Your hobbies, mm-hmm. your everyday life.
It's very versatile.
The possibilities are endless.
That's a great challenge for our listeners to consider.
I hope so.
We hope you enjoyed this deep dive yeah. into the world of memory
mm-hmm.
and the fascinating columnar method.
It's pretty cool.
Until next time, keep exploring.
Yeah.
Keep those brains engaged.
Keep exploring.
And never stop learning.